Troy Garvey, you're with Operation Justice Bahamas. Now, you've served the Bahamas government with an official document. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Last week, the 16th of November, we served the Grand Bahama Power Company, which is owned by Emera. And we also took a copy into the Office of the Prime Minister, which is the governor of the Bahamas. We took it into the police station and lodged an official complaint for fraudulent acts that was committed by Emera and Grand Bahama Power Company. And we served the Grand Bahama Port Authority, who's supposed to be the regulators for the Grand Bahama Power Company. This document is actually an official complaint where we are asking the government to cause an investigation to happen into the Grand Bahama Power Company for the practices of overcharging and charging people excessive fuel surcharges amount. Also for the business practices that was unreasonable. It was out of the context of our regulatory body, which is should be the government. And we are actually trying to get the people compensated for the monies that was taken from them in the previous time. And what we have found out, and we have all that on document, and they were charging people for fuel for these 45 Aggreko units that they brought in, but they wasn't actually using, and using the same generators. But, that's exactly what we're dealing with. We're talking about the estimation of bills. They say they only have 4%, but we know better than that. It's much more than 4% that they estimate the bills. And actually, we are also going behind them for a practice that they were doing where if you move into an apartment building or a house and a person leaves the light bill, they actually were causing you to pay that before they give you services. Now they are denying it, but nonetheless, that's the official document that we have put in now to make sure that we cause an investigation. There is an audit going on now that the Grand Bahama Port Authority has put together to start in August, and we are waiting on that.
Let's talk a little bit about who was behind the official document. Like, how many signatures did you collect? Something in the range of 5,000, is that correct?
Yes, we got approximately a little shortly over 5,000 signatures. That is residents, customers, and from the wider community of Grand Bahama. We started a petition drive about 3 months ago, and we collected these signatures, and we also want to applaud them because they were the people who actually who's feeling the burden from Emera and the Grand Bahama Power Company. They are actually, in my words, are driving the people into poverty. And they are causing people to lose business. As a matter of fact, a $20 million company has closed their doors. They sent some of the people home on Friday past due to the power company, and they're about to put all the rest of the people out of work and move into Florida. So not only that, people are being put out of their homes and causing people to move and close some businesses, but it's causing a major strain on Grand Bahama Island from the Emera and Grand Bahama Power Company.
Now, this government investigation, you're hoping this is going to be the first step in a class action lawsuit. Is that correct?
Yes. What is going to happen is once we can go ahead and get the investigation happening, it's a public inquiry that we're trying to get from the government to cause happen to the power company. Once that is official and we get that public inquiry back, we get the results from that, we're going to go ahead and cause a class action suit to happen where people have had appliances burnt out from the power company surcharge of electricity coming into the homes, and they say they're not responsible. It's only them. They have the monopoly, so I don't know how they could say it's not them who's responsible, but because it says so, all of that is going to be compiled to cause a class action suit to happen for the people of Grand Bahama.
Now, what do you see as a satisfactory kind of end to all this? Do you think Emera and the island of Grand Bahama can learn to get along?
Well, definitely what we can do is we don't want them to leave. We know that when you're in business, a business is out there to make a profit, and no business want to go into a business without making a profit. But see, the whole thing boils down to a lot of other questions. And one of those questions is, why did the Grand Bahama Power Port Authority sold the Grand Bahama Power Company when they did not have that rights to do that? And so what we were trying to find out is that, with the Grand Bahama Port Authority being the regulator for them, also, we have now decided to know that Emera is being sought to buy the Bahamas Electricity Corporation. And so what we want to do is we want to foster a good relationship. Good investors are good investors, and bad investors are not good investors. And when you have a good relationship with investors in the, especially here in the Bahamas, the people of the Bahamas are not hard people to get along with. We are very easygoing. We are very understandable. And, you know, we just wanted what is best for everybody. So even in the case of them selling the Grand Bahama Power Company, what we want is America just do what is good and right, you know, make your money. You don't have to really put the burden on the back of the people to try and make a profit. Let's do it beneficial for all, business and residents.
Now, we have our own issues here up in Nova Scotia with Emera. Do you have any suggestions for how we should be dealing with our Nova Scotia power?
Well, you know, when I visited Canada, to be honest with you, we have learned so much while we were there also. I can say hats off to the environmental advocate groups and, you know, people who are out there fighting like yourself to make sure that the benefits for the people be combined as an effort to sustain everybody to be comfortable in bill payments, you know. We took interviews over there, and we found out that the people over in Nova Scotia are actually going through the same thing that we're going through here in Grand Bahama. And so, you know, my support to the Nova Scotians is, you know, get out and stand up. You know, the people is the power. The people make governments. The people take on governments. They change governments. So if the people can go ahead and make it different, then that'll be better. You know, that's the only way we get it to happen.